This is Vision Australia Roundup. We come to Victoria now. And keep in mind that you don't need to listen to every item in order as we move through the various locations. Feel free to skip or jump around to features you particularly want to hear at any time by using maybe the Daisy or CD or online track selection facility, depending on how you're listening to us. Our first stop in Victoria is the Vision Australia Shepparton Centre, and team manager there is Kate Fagan. How are you going, Kate?
I'm good, thanks, Stephen. Hello.
Tell us about the open day that's coming up in late September.
Yes, well, we're planning to hold an open day here at our Shepparton Centre on the 24th of September, which is a Monday. We're still in the reasonably early stages of planning, but so far we have confirmation from a number of the adaptive technology companies. So representatives of those companies will be here with a lot of their equipment and technology to help help people see to read and write and do other activities as well. So we're looking forward to that.
It's like a mini Texpo, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it will be, yeah. And we're looking at having some seminar-style presentations with service providers from both Vision Australia and other organisations locally, that people who use our services might also use those services. So, for example, Telstra Disability Services, maybe Hearing Australia or one of those similar organisations, perhaps a diabetes educator, those sorts of similar organisations. We're looking at having a sausage sizzle as well, and of course a Texpo style, so with stands that and people can talk one-on-one with the representatives of the organisation.
And it's going to be held?
It's going to be held on Monday the 24th of September from probably around 9:30 till around 3:30-ish.
At the Vision Australia Centre in Shepparton?
That's right.
And if people want to know more about that, they can contact you or one of your team at Vision Australia in Shepparton?
Contact the Shepparton Centre on 5831 9400.
Beyond the Passenger Seat, that's a great program.
It is a fun program. We get lots of positive feedback every year. We've run it for at least the last couple of years. So what it is an opportunity for people who perhaps have never driven a car before because of their vision loss, or they might have used to be a driver but had to give up when their vision deteriorated. What it is a program that gives people the opportunity to have a drive of a car in a controlled and safe environment with instructors, and then it gives them an opportunity also to have a turn in the passenger seat on the skid pan. So all reports from previous days that we've had is that it's been a lot of fun. It's actually being run in conjunction with DECA, which is the Driver Education Centre of Australia, and supported by the Shepparton Independent Driving School and the Shepparton Driving School.
And that's taking place?
It's happening on Saturday the 6th of October this year, starting at 9:30 a.m. And the cost is $25 per person, and there'll be a free barbecue provided.
Do you book for that in advance?
Yes, please, yes. So contact Louise Pettigrew at the Shepparton Centre on 5831 9400.
That same telephone number. And if you have trouble with these various local telephone numbers, just ring the main number and ask for the person who you want to speak with, in this case, Louise Pettigrew. Your day program, how's that going?
Going really well. We have just had some, you know, different sort of activities. They did a bit of a day for the Olympics. They've had a few outings lately, out for lunch and various other places around town. But, yeah, always keen to welcome new members into our program. So if you're interested or if you'd like to come and meet new friends and, you know, have a day out of the house, feel free to give us a call and come and even just come and try for a day without sort of having to commit. You can come and try and see if you like it and we can go from there. So our day program in Shepparton is on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
So you can get involved once a week on one of those days?
Yeah, yeah.
Kate Fagan, who's team manager for Vision Australia in Shepparton.
Thank you, Stephen.
And don't forget that you can keep in touch with Vision Australia and lots of other information through Vision Australia Radio, broadcasting out of Shepparton on 100.1 FM.